Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be talking about songs about walking and not running. Oh! Yeah, we're going to be talking about The Ventures.
Yes.
Right? And the Everly Brothers.
Yes.
And Patsy Cline.
Yes.
And Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
Golly. We're going to be...
Loads and loads of walking.
Yes, yes. And so step after step, right? We're going to be talking about these songs, song after song, too. So before we get into the first song or start talking about it, do allow me to say the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me in this podcast. We could not do it without you. Okay, first song. Right?
Right.
Yes. And so that's by the Everly Brothers, and it's called Walk Right Back.
Walk Right Back.
Yes. And apparently someone walked, right, lyrics to the song to them instead of ran them over, right?
Well, it was a strange deal because Sonny Curtis of Buddy Holly's Crickets.
Oh, okay.
Wrote this song while he was in the Army and showed it to the Everly Brothers.
Whoa.
When he was home on leave.
Well, that's cool.
And they liked it and said, yeah, we'll record it.
Yeah.
And Sonny said, it's not finished. I'll write the second verse and send it to you. Well, the Everlys didn't receive it in time.
Oh.
So you know what they did?
Let me guess. They sang the first verse twice.
Right. Very few people know the second verse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And yeah, this is I listened to the Everly Brothers a lot when I was smaller. A lot. And this is one of those songs that I listen to quite a bit. You know, walk right back to me this minute.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Shall we play
Bring your love to me. Don't send it. So we're going to send it to you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the Everly Brothers. And walk right back.
Think about the love that burns within my heart for you. The good times we had before you went away. Oh, me. Walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me. Don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day.
All right, that was Walk Right Back by the Everly Brothers, and now we're moving on to Fats Domino, right? His song, right? I'm walking.
I'm walking.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm talking.
About you and me.
Yes, his main object in this song was to keep the lyrics simple. Oh, it was kind of funny because the way it supposedly got started anyway, John, was that he was driving his old wreck of a car, and it broke down, all of a sudden, he was walking.
Yeah,
and the musician said, hey, look, there's Fats, and he's walking.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. And yeah, isn't it about a relationship coming to an end or something like that?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he just kept it simple. It's a nifty 2-minute song.
Oh, yeah, it's quick.
Yeah, disc jockeys just, 2 minutes, what can you do?
Exactly. Maybe have a sip of something,
right? You know?
And then go back to speaking.
That's it.
But on the air.
Fats Domino's I'm Walking is the one that we want to lay on their ears right now.
What you gonna do when the well run dry?
So that was I'm Walkin' by Fats Domino. And now we're going to be talking about Dire Straits. Not being in Dire Straits, the band, Dire Straits. And their song, Walk of Life.
Yes, Walk of Life was a strange thing in that the video did very well on MTV. But it was not the original, John.
Really?
No. It was more true to the song, the one that they showed on MTV.
Okay.
But it was a sports-themed video.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
that one.
Specifically aimed. It's, shall we say, let's show footage, if you will, of American teams.
Yeah.
And that's why people were kind of confused because it was, why is an English group,
Dire Straits was English. Mark Knopfler, he's English.
Why are they using American teams? But he wanted to, shall we say, broaden the spectrum of it.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. And it was off of the album, right? Brothers in Arms?
Right.
And maybe that was part of the sentiment too, right? Because like we're all brothers in arms here,
right?
You know, no matter what country we're in.
And Money for Nothing was on that one, too.
That was a big hit.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So, shall we?
Oh, gosh, we shall. All right, so this is Dire Straits with Walk of Life. Walk of Life by Dire Straits. And now we're going to be talking about a group we had talked about during our folk episode, right?
Or
the great folk scare episode.
Oh, that's right.
And that's the Rooftop Singers, okay?
Right.
With Walk Right In.
Walk Right In.
Yeah.
Now, there was a little story behind that, too.
Okay.
The two guitar players in the Rooftop Singers had trouble finding a second 12-string guitar.
Really?
Yeah, because they needed a left-handed one.
Oh, so one of the guys was left-handed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they had to order it from the Gibson Company and wait for them to build it, a left-handed model.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was kind of like, what do you mean you don't have another one?
Call somebody, right?
Yeah.
Call somebody. Who do you know? We need to get one of those. So they just had to wait till it was built, huh?
Yeah, and when the song came out, it was great. It spent 2 weeks at number one on Billboard and 5 weeks on the Easy Listening chart, and it was just a big hit.
Oh, that's good. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a country blues song from 1929?
Yes.
Yeah, I do believe we hadn't talked about that.
Right.
Okay, shall we play it?
Let's do it. These are the Rooftop Singers, dear hearts, with Walk Right In.
Walk right in. Sit right down. Daddy, let your mind go along. Walk right in. Sit right down. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Daddy, let your mind roll on.
Well, how do you like that? That was Walk Right In live by the Rooftop Singers. And now we're moving on to a song that we did talk about on the guitar instrumental episode that we had discussed or had recorded, right, Ben?
Right.
Well, we had discussed and recorded. Yep. And this song is Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures.
Kind of our title for the program.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense because this is, gosh, one of the, isn't it Rolling Stone who had listed as one of the 100 greatest, right, guitar instrumental songs of all time?
I would imagine they did.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it was a big hit. but it was originally recorded by jazz guitarist Johnny Smith.
Yeah, didn't he write it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. in 1954.
Yeah, Chet Atkins had his version of it, and didn't he rearrange it a little bit?
He rearranged it, uh-huh. and the Ventures got a hold of his version and put their own touch to it, and it achieved worldwide recognition, being regarded by Rolling Stone, as you say, as one of the 100 greatest guitar songs of all time.
Shall we listen to it then?
Yes, let's listen to Walk, Don't Run.
Okay, so yeah, this is a live version of Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures. Rousing. That was Walk, Don't Run live by The Ventures. Okay. And the next song on the list is by Dionne Warwick. Right, Dad?
Right.
Yes. And it's called Walk On By.
Strange thing. The original record had a different, what we call in the business, A side. In other words, they didn't want Walk On By played as the big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or as the first song you'd hear.
Right.
Right? It would be, the A side would be, okay, play that one first.
Yep.
And then you'd play the B side, right? I don't know, later or after.
Well, anyway, Murray the K, who was one of the top jocks at WINS in New York at the time, wouldn't play the A side.
Which was what, any old time of the day?
Yeah.
I think it was?
And no matter how many people called and pleaded with him, he played the B-side instead because he knew that was the tune with potential.
Okay, yeah.
Which Warwick's record company wasn't happy with this, but the listeners agreed with Murray. And guess what? Walk On By became the big hit.
Kaboom. Wow. Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is Walk On by Dionne Warwick.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
Yep, Murray the K was right. He was right.
Yep, he was.
Yep. Walk On By was the hit side.
Yeah, that was Dionne Warwick.
Yes. Well, let's see. What should we do now, John?
I don't know. How about we walk like an Egyptian?
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Well, thank you so much.
Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bangles was a song that gave them a new level of notoriety.
Oh, yeah.
But not the kind they wanted.
Oh, really?
Formed in 1981 and were a big part of the Los Angeles Paisley Underground movement. Now, their first album, released in 1984, had a definite 60s sound to it with lots of clever, well-constructed songs written by their guitarists.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Then came Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh.
Which was a goofy romp.
I'll say so.
Written by another outside writer that the band didn't think would get released as a single because it was too weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay,
but it became a hit.
It shot up to number one and became a sensation. But the group's rock pedigree took a hit.
Oh,
suddenly, they were known for this quasi-novelty song instead of their own compositions.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, and I know they had what Prince wrote their big hit before this one, right, with Manic Monday,
right.
I do believe.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was still pretty rockin'.
Yep. You know,
that wasn't as you said, goofy.
Right.
Yeah, and the song really is goofy. I do believe the writer of the song, I think he got the idea for it. He was watching some people, gosh, what was it, on a ferry or something like that?
Yeah, going.
On some sort of boat.
Trying to maintain their balance.
Yeah, and it looked like they were walking like an Egyptian, you know, like hieroglyphic. You know how people are depicted in Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Right.
And it's kind of like, boop, yeah, there it is.
There it is.
And there it was. Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles.
Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Something like that.
Yeah, people can't see. We are walking. Of course, we're doing that right now.
Right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Continuing along in our chosen category of walk songs, Walking on Sunshine seems to appear, John.
Yes.
And that was a big hit for Katrina and the Waves.
Yes.
And it was written by Kimberly Rue, the primary songwriter in the band.
Mm-hmm.
He brought a kind of a pop sensitivity to the group that contrasted with his more psychedelic punk sound of the previous band he'd been in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
They found it had a huge audience.
Sure.
Because it created a problem for him.
Oh.
Like, was it a Tonight Show audience?
Oh,
was
like Johnny Carson?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or was it an American Bandstand song?
Ooh, yeah, for teenagers, right?
Right.
Or for kids.
Yeah. So they didn't know what to do with it.
Oh, goodness.
So when the band's breakout hit became established, the songwriter said, up until the time it was a hit, it was just another song.
Yeah, and now, gosh, it's played just everywhere.
Right.
And it just lights people up. It gets people so excited.
Yes.
Doesn't it? You know? I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. And don't it feel good?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So let us get together and join in playing and singing Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
No, I'm not walking on air. I'm walking on sunshine. Right, Dad?
Watch your step.
Whoa! So that was Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. And now we're going to talk about Johnny Cash, right? And I Walk the Line.
One of his most famous songs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I Walk the Line really detailed Johnny Cash's values and his lifestyle.
Well, yeah, it's in there, right?
Yeah, it was a promise to remain faithful to his first wife, Vivian, while he was on the road.
Hmm.
Because he was touring with Elvis, and Elvis attracted throngs of female fans like there's no tomorrow.
No, yeah.
And Cash, you know, had ample opportunity
For distraction?
To be untrue, shall we say.
Sure.
Yeah. And it turned out it was not very easy for him to do.
Mm-hmm.
The song took off. He became a star and suddenly was enveloped in a disastrous vice.
Sure, yes. You know, I know that substance sort of abuse was in there,
right?
For him, right?
Yeah.
That's something he had to overcome.
Right.
And, yes, the attention, right, of the fairer sex.
Right. Especially a little gal named June Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose Ring of Fire, right, talks about that one.
Right.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Right.
Right. Well, at least he tried.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, he tried. So, shall we play it?
Let's do it.
So, this is I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. That's a good hit record.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Now, this is one that has history.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking of Walk Like a Man by the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the song Walk Like a Man, it's kind of hard to drive that point home, shall we say, when you're singing falsetto.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to sound macho, right, when you're singing falsetto. Or, right, I do believe it was the stand-up comedian Gallagher who said, walk like a man, sing it like a woman. Oh, wow.
And this thing was recorded under just extraordinary circumstances, John.
Mm-hmm.
They recorded it in a burning building.
Whoa.
According to the guitar player, Vinny, Bob Crew, who locked the door on the, should we say, studio all the time.
Sure, the producer.
To keep people from walking in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a standard practice on recording day.
Sure.
And a couple of bad takes had ensued.
Oh.
So the musicians thought, why do we smell smoke all of a sudden?
Uh-oh.
And there was a pounding on the studio door.
Yeah.
Now, Bob Crew refused to unlock it, even though the plaster was falling from the ceiling, because he wanted one more take to perfect the song. If there was ever a Walk Like a Man song, this is it.
Oh, yes.
And these are the Four Seasons, and Johnny and I think Walk Like a Man is a good title.
Cut me down to size, telling dirty lies. My friend, but my own father said, give her up, don't bother. The world isn't coming to an end.
He said,
that was Walk Like a Man by the Four Seasons, and the next artist on the list is Nancy Sinatra. Dad, is she related to someone famous?
I think that would be a safe assumption, yeah.
Gosh, who's that, though?
I wonder.
I've heard that name before. Something Sinatra. Something Herbert? No.
No. No, Nancy was Frank's daughter.
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yes. And she's best known for the song we're going to include her in the proceedings, which is These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yep.
Now, she charted quite a few times, but never had what you would call a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the label that her dad owned was just about ready to drop her. Now, Nancy didn't think that was a good idea, needless to say.
Oh, sure, yeah. I imagine she was ready for a hit, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And things changed when they teamed her up with producer Lee Hazlewood.
Hmm.
And they teamed up and made a just super hit record of "These Boots Are Made for Walking."
Yeah.
And Nancy regretted.
Oh, no.
The song. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Saying in 1971, the image created by Boots isn't the real me.
Oh, really?
Boots was hard. And I'm as soft as they come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do know that what Lee Hazlewood, he wrote that for himself. And then he kind of gave it to her.
Right.
Here's this song. So he was probably the hard one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's get to it. Here's Nancy Sinatra, and "These Boots Are Made for Walking."
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Okie dokie, that was "These Boots Are Made for Walking" by Nancy Sinatra, Herbert Sinatra's daughter. Oh, no, Frank. Frank. That's right. Frank Sinatra's.
Herbert?
Well, I guess I don't know her dad. All right. I do believe it's getting late, right? This is the last song, and this is by Patsy Cline, and it's "Walking After Midnight."
This was her first hit song, John.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
She was signed by a country label named Four Star Records. And they had her record this song, which was written by their staff songwriters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, Patsy didn't like the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it suited her emotional delivery.
Oh, yeah.
And she delivered this tale of loneliness and lost love. And a real tearjerker.
Oh, yes. Yes, and I suppose the real tearjerker is that we lost her so soon.
Yes.
Right? Right?
Yes.
Her life ended so soon.
Right.
And so suddenly. That's sad.
The song got a big boost when she performed it on the Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout show.
Oh, good.
And won that night's competition. It became a crossover hit, charting at number 2 on the country charts and number 12 on the pop charts.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
Yes.
That's amazing. And here she didn't like the song.
And she didn't like the song.
Oh, gosh. And I guess you just kind of got to go with it, right? You got to trust.
You got to trust. That's right, Johnny. So we'll trust in her portrayal of this song. Let's listen to it. Patsy Cline, and we're going to go walking after midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway, well, that's just my way.
Was Patsy Cline with "Walking After Midnight," and Dad, I'm just heartbroken. I don't know if I can keep going on.
What?
It's just that's just so sad. It is. It really is sad, and that is sad because that was the last song. That was the last song on the list, right there.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah. How is that for you?
That's good.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So if you've enjoyed listening to this episode, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org. And you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. Okay. You can go to prairiepublic.org and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. And you can hear more of this series there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. And you can listen to more episodes of this program there. Dad, I have a sudden urge to go for a walk.
I wonder why, John.
I guess I could wonder about it for the rest of the day, but I do know we do have to go.
That's true.
Yep. Thank you for allowing me to join you today, Dad.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yes, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a cheater who pays.